Hello, my name is Fernand Smith, and I'm the HRIS manager at our human resources team. I oversee two business applications that serve our employees and contract workers. One is Workday, and the second one is Kronos UKG. I am here today to talk about a very important project, the Kronos Dimensions Upgrade. Our timekeeping application, Kronos Workforce Central, is a familiar tool at San Juan Regional Medical Center. However, it is important to note that this product will reach the end of its life by the end of this year, 12/31/2024. This requires an upgrade, which will bring significant improvements and benefits for all of us. The scope of this upgrade includes upgrading our timekeeping module to this new platform called Dimensions WFM or Prof Workforce Management, and implementing new modules to this application. The project consists of four phases, and we had the project kickoff that took place November of last year. The phase one will include upgrading the timekeeping module, accruals, leave, attestation, attendance, and a pilot for advanced scheduling with four cost centers or departments. The go live date for phase one is scheduled to be December 2nd, 2024. Phase two consists of 64 cost centers or departments being implemented for advanced scheduling and reporting and analytics. And this phase two will go live on March 24, 2025. Phase three will include extensions which will allow us to bring patient acuity, data hub, and healthcare productivity. The go live date will be before the end of this fiscal year. Phase four is to be determined and will start next fiscal year. The advanced scheduling module, that means that if you're a manager, a coordinator, a supervisor, or you handle the scheduling for your department, there will not be more schedules on paper or in an Excel spreadsheet for you to build your schedule for your team. We will be implementing and deploying about 71 cost centers or departments between the service lines of nursing, operations, and clinics. Another module that we will be implementing is called accruals and leave. Accruals are all your benefit banks, including PTO, STO, education hours, and other legacy banks that today you can see in Workday. We will be moving these benefit banks from Workday to UKG in Kronos. The leave module is our FMLA or leave of absence process that our benefit teams hold. The benefits team records all the leave of absence in Workday, and then moving forward, this leave will be recorded in Kronos. Attendance provides you with the process of the occurrences, capturing the no-call, no-show, or missed shift processes that will be built entirely into our Kronos Dimension platform. The process will go back and forth between the employee and the manager and the HR team. The different parties involving in this project includes our IT department and our Oracle team, part of IT. We will also have our San Juan team, meaning our nursing team, operations team, clinics team, leadership, HR, finance, and IT. Our ATS consulting team is implementing and configuring all these processes within the Kronos Dimension tool. And we also work directly with our UKG team, which is the vendor of this application. And UKG is a company that was born due to the merge of Kronos and UltiPro, and that is now what you will be hearing moving forward as our Kronos Dimension or UKG Dimension project and application. We're approaching right now our testing stage, which is part of phase one. ATS Consulting is already configuring all the little processes and customized things that are proper for our organization in the test environment. And after our testing phase, we will counter our cutover time to prepare for the phase one go live date scheduled for December 2nd, 2024. We have around 150 timekeepers who will be joining this project this fall, and they will be required to take end user training in HealthStream. Lastly, we will implement our mobile app. UKG Dimensions will allow you to download this app, put it in your phone, and be able to request PTO, STO, look at your new schedule, and be able to look at your time card there. Today, we have a Q&A session every Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., where all leadership team members are able to join and to learn anything about the project if they are not yet onboarded to this project, or anybody that is onboarded to the project currently, if they need help throughout the involvement, their involvement through this project, please take advantage of this weekly Q&A session that will be offered until the end of the week. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great day.